other Jesuits and a lady, and they're up at the, what was now a Jesuit Spiritual Center, quote-unquote. It was a novitiate for many years, first started in 1930. And here is Martin Sheen, who changed his name from Martin Estevez to Martin Sheen after Bishop Fulton Sheen.
Right.
And Bishop Fulton Sheen was the bosom buddy of Cardinal Francis Spellman. Bishop Sheen was also a Mason. Bishop Sheen was a very sinister individual. And Martin changes his name to match that of the bishops. Okay, Martin Sheen is a coadjutor, and he is highly praised by Alex Jones. Without Alex Jones ever mentioning Martin Sheen, is Jesuit connected. And of course, I connect him to his narration of The Secrets of the Titanic, put forth by National Geographic in 1984. And I use a picture of that in my book. And so it shows that the Titanic was very much involved with the Jesuits, because the man who took pictures of those on the Titanic was Francis M. Brown, who was a young Jesuit at the time. And Martin Jones narrates about the priest on the Titanic. The lucky priest departed to Queenstown. And by the way, someone had offered the priest passage to New York, and he sent a letter to his provincial, and the provincial had a one-sentence response: get off that ship, yeah. Provincial.
Right.
So here we have Sheen's connection to the Jesuits, and that's Jones' connection to Sheen. Another interesting thing here is we have a strong connection between Alex Jones and Pat Buchanan. Now, Pat Buchanan is the dean of fascism in America. Pat Buchanan is a right-wing Roman Catholic. He is a member of the Knights of Malta. He was Georgetown Jesuit trained. He was trained at Gonzaga High School, I believe, in Washington, D.C., and he was trained by Jesuits at Georgetown University. He is a beloved papal Knight of Malta, occupying the right wing of what the Jesuits want to control in right-wing fascism here. Pat Buchanan is also an intimate friend of Nixon's speechwriter, John McLaughlin, of the McLaughlin Group. Pat Buchanan was also a co-founder of the McLaughlin Group with that Jesuit, John McLaughlin. So John McLaughlin is a very evil, very sinister, very haughty, bombastic Jesuit who has a regular program on in this country called the McLaughlin Group, and you can watch it to your utter chagrin
yeah.
as you watch his body language and,
yeah.
and voice.
Yeah.
Pat Buchanan is connected to him.
Yeah.
And thus we have Pat Buchanan connected to the Knights of Malta at the highest levels. This also includes Alexander Haig. Pat Buchanan was a dear friend of the Reagan administration. The Reagan administration was absolutely controlled by the Knights of Malta. So it's this Pat Buchanan that Alex Jones is having on a regular basis on his program. And I have a gentleman on my email list, he's a pastor, Pastor Keeter, who went up to John McLaughlin and he asked him, or went up to Pat Buchanan and said, please tell me about the Federal Reserve Bank. Is that not foreign-owned? Shouldn't we abolish it? Buchanan looked at him, laughed a little bit, turned around and walked away. Pat Buchanan will not address anything about the Federal Reserve Bank, because, of course, it's run by the Knights of Malta.
Right.
Particularly, Doug McDonough.
Yeah.
Doug McDonough, he is a CFR member and a Knight of Malta, Irish Roman Catholic. He was the head of the New York Federal Reserve Bank for many years. So Buchanan will not betray his brother Knights. Another interesting connection
yeah.
in this 9/11 truth movement.
Yes.
It was by the Knights of Malta. This Daniel Sheehan was a Knight of Malta, and he is... Oh, he was the foremost attorney for the Jesuits' Christic Institute, which is a left-wing institute, mentioned by Bo Greitz in his book, Call to Serve. Well, this is very same of Daniel Sheehan, who is an intimate, dear friend of Alfred Webery, who, like Alex Jones, is another Jesuit coadjutor, whose uncle was second-in-command of the Jesuit order, according to Webery himself. And thus, we have the Knights of Malta occupying the entire 9/11 truth movement. And we see, again, the Knights connected to Alex Jones. We go a little bit farther here. In 2007 of this year, Jones spoke at the Catholic St. Edward's University.
Eric?
Yes?
Is it possible Sheehan, this lady who's... is there any relationship between her and the Jesuits?
I don't know. That's a very good question. I know she's Roman Catholic.
No.
And maybe there is a connection between her and Daniel Sheehan.
Yeah. Maybe her son isn't dead at all.
Yeah, that's a possibility. But she most assuredly... is getting the press. I mean, the fascist right-wing Fox News press is giving her plenty of press.
Yeah, and they don't give press to people who really are...
Genuine
troublemakers or
tumultuous. Right.
Yeah, there's a good chance that she's an agent provocateur.
That's right. So,
by the way, you heard it first here at Cloak and Dagger.
Yeah. And what's the
world, folks?
Mm-hmm. And what are the provocateurs doing? They're driving the white people of America, Catholic, Protestant, atheist alike, into right-wing fascism. That's what it's all about. Every arrow, every string to their bow is being used to drive the white people into right-wing fascism. And thus, this is what we have here with Alex Jones, creating fear and terror against this coming police state. And what are the American people supposed to do? Go right into the arms of the right-wing fascists at Fox News and other nights in Malta, which Alex Jones entertains on his program. Jones is, by the way, speaking at St. Edward's University, and I forwarded this around. People can download it. And he tells there that his sister, who is an adopted Asian girl, attends that college there in Austin, Texas. And he calls the institution, St. Edward's University, quote, a fine institution. Fine institution. That's great. Another thing that Alex Jones did is he interviewed David Meyer de Rothschild on Global Warming. Now, can you see Bill Cooper interviewing David Meyer de Rothschild?
I don't think so.
It's ridiculous. This is one of the Rothschilds.
Yeah.
So now he's affiliated with the Rothschild dynasty, who are also, by the way, papal knights. F. Tucker Sasse was right in his book, The Rulers of Evil, showing that the Rothschilds are nothing more than the keepers of the Vatican Treasury.
Yeah.
They're the banksters for the Pope, including the Bank of England, Federal Reserve Bank, all banksters for the Pope. So here we have Alex Jones entertaining this man. I was listening to this speech that he gave at St. Edward's College, and he calls Henry Kissinger the kingmaker, as though he's some sort of absolute authority here. I have a picture showing Henry Kissinger with the Bilderbergers, and there's the Pope standing a few feet away from him, and Kissinger's just looking at the Pope, looking at Pope John Paul II like he's a wonderful man, that mass murderer.
Yeah.
The one who worked at IG Farben with the SS in the World War II, the Pope's Crusade. So, Kissinger is no more the kingmaker than David Rockefeller. They're both Knights of Malta, both P2, Lodge, Monte Carlo Lodge, according to Leo Zagami, and they are both absolutely papal slaves of the Jesuit order. I have a picture of Kissinger and Alexander Haig together doing their dirty work. Alexander Haig is not a Malta. His brother Francis Haig is a Jesuit, and Kissinger himself being affiliated with coming out of Roman Catholic Bavaria out of World War II and being affiliated with all these high SS officers, like what was it,
Fritz Kramer.
Kissinger was trained by him.
Yeah, at Oberammergau.
So here, and by the way, I have another Jesuit who was involved with the BND at Pulloch, who is Karl Radner. Karl Radner was a Jesuit, a very powerful Jesuit in Germany, a German-Austrian Jesuit, who just happens to get stationed at Pulloch where they're building the BND. And this is about the time Kissinger is in Germany being groomed for his purposes there. So we have Kissinger as a papal knight, and yet Alex Jones will never connect Henry Kissinger to the papacy, either through the Bilderbergers or through his audiences with the Pope.
Right.
So, again, here's another problem with him.
Yeah.
I'd like to read a couple more things here from my people in my email group. I get a news alert from a particular lady, Mrs. Daly, and she says here, I wanted to let you know that I was at the 9/11 Scholars for Truth meeting in Chicago. And this is in 2007 of June. I believe it was last year, and saw Alex there. We had big boards that we had behind a table giving free books away on the Jesuits, and Alex saw these boards. He also talked to a friend of mine that was there and wouldn't talk about the Jesuit role.
Uh-huh.
I can give you more info from my friend who made these boards and who talked with him as well. So here,
uh-huh.
he is confronted with the Jesuit power, offered free books on the Jesuits, refuses to take them.
Right.
Because he is a gatekeeper.
Right.
I'll read one more here. Another email from a gentleman. He says here, I did send a notice that Alex Jones avoided the Jesuit word. The reception was so poor that day, and Alex was blustering with the caller Walt, this is my friend Walter Williams out of Michigan, that I missed Alex saying the J word, yes, twice, without a prompting from Walt. A replay went as follows. The caller, Walt from Michigan, was very easy talking about Catholic control of world events and the intelligence agencies and Illuminati. No mention of Jesuit yet. Then Alex jumps in and says, I know that Adam Weishaupt was a Jesuit and was involved in the formation of the Illuminati. Walt continues about the popes had been after the English kings and Protestants to come back under Vatican control. Then Alex jumps on him. Quote, oh, you're saying that King Henry VIII was a good guy? Well, it continues, this is typical Jesuit rhetoric. They always want to put down Henry VIII. Well, if it wasn't for Henry VIII, there would have been no split away in the creation of the Anglican Church and its 39 articles, which utterly condemns the Pope
right.
and his temple power.
Right.
Okay, so there's always a damning of Henry VIII.
Yeah, yeah.
We go on here farther, and it says, Wall continues, they did not say that. Then continues politely about Catholic intervention in world events, their secret of orders. Alex jumps on him with, you were probably going to say it's the Jesuits who control the secret societies, the Masons, etc. Walt then, still calm, continues with the thread, quote, that I did not mean the Jesuits so much as the Franciscans who had conducted the atrocities in Serbia. So, anyway, Alex Jones did mention the Jesuits twice on this particular broadcast, but it was in a condescending fashion, as though, you know, Walt Williams, who I know personally, who knows much about the Jesuits and the Reformation, had not a clue of what the Jesuits were about. So, again, he's operating as gatekeeper.
Yeah.
Another time someone asked him for me to be on a show, not that I'm anybody important, but, you know, they could be anybody on there that would deal with the Jesuits, like Bill Hughes or Daryl Eberhard or